Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, everyone. Oh, my goodness. I'm super excited to have you joining me here today. And you know what? Today's show is off the chain. This is your lovely, stunning, magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell, and I am just tickled pink to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the world wide web, those that are checking us out on Twitter, on Facebook, on MySpace, and iTunes, on smartphones, and all those good places. We are excited to have you every Tuesday. We're here live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and today's show, I'm telling you what, it's off the chain. Listen, we're going to start the top of the hour out with a dynamic author, and she's pretty too, I got to tell you. Yes, I'm starting the show off with a wonderful author, Tia McCullers. She is the author of Stepping Into the Good Life. We're going to be talking to her. She's in the virtual studio now. And then we're going to go into an artist spotlight with Bishop Michael Blue, all the way from Marion, South Carolina. And he's joining us to talk about his CD release with his choir, the Voices of Hope Sanctuary Choir. You definitely want to keep it locked right there. And then we will round out the show with Thomas Ashburn, all the way from Chesapeake, Virginia. He's an author as well, and also the vice president of Excellent Word LLC, and they've got a new online Christian show coming, and we're going to get all into that. So listen, I definitely want to give a big shout out to our sponsors for the show. Oh, certainly we want you to check out Felicia J. Henderson. She's the author of The Struggles of Life, and you can find her online at www.FeliciaJHendersonBooks.com. Again, that's FeliciaJHendersonBooks.com, and you can pick up The Struggles of Life on Amazon as well. And then today, really special for you today, our co-sponsor today is Twyla Jones with Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry. One lucky listener is going to get a piece of jewelry that I got to pick out of the new spring and summer catalog that was just released. Vivica Fox graces the cover of the catalog. All you have to do is go to charvette.com. You'll see the catalog on my particular website and click that picture. Enter for a chance to win. The contest is only for 24 hours. All you got to do is give us your name and your email, and you could be the lucky winner of the Rockstar Rhinestone earrings. Again, big shout out to Twyla Jones, Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry. You know Diva got to keep a diva, so I'm helping out one of my listeners today. All right, so let's go ahead and get into our first segment. Again, we are excited to have the author of Stepping Into the Good Life. She's on her blog tour. She's certainly not a novice. Many other literary works under her belt. And she's with me right now, coming to the mic right now is the dynamic Tia McCullers. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Charvette. Thank you. I think that's the best introduction I've ever had.
I try. Oh, my goodness. Well, I am telling you, I'm excited. I have the book in my hot little hands, and I want to get right on into things. And I want to let our listeners know, how did your passion for writing, you know, come about? Have you always been a writer? How was that for you?
Yeah, you know, I really have been a writer at heart. I never thought, though, that it would lead to a career as a novelist and writing books. I was a journalism major in school, so when I first went to college, I had dreams of being a broadcast journalist. And so as I went along and, you know, went down that track, I said, you know what, this really isn't for me, so maybe I'll try, you know, just take the standard newspaper route or go into public relations. And I ended up going into public relations for quite a while. And I was still writing. I was writing press releases. I was writing health-related stories, people behind the health issues and things like that. So I was always writing. But my imagination, you know, can just go. And it happens that I happened to be laid off from a job. And I just said, you know, Lord, just please tell me what my purpose is, you know. And he really married my love for reading, because I was always, you know, a big reader, a voracious reader. He married my love for reading and writing. And I always tell people they got married and they had these little babies. And so far I have these little five baby books.
I like like how you put that. And certainly your writing for PR and press releases, that has just got to support your publication and marketing of your books as well.
Yes, it definitely helps to have some of those skills, you know, that you can use for yourself. You use them for so long for other people, and now you're able to utilize them, you know, for your work. So it's definitely a plus.
All right. So let's talk about your newest book. Again, I am privileged enough, listeners, to have a preview copy. I know, you're like, how you get it like that? Listen, there's some fringe benefits to this radio thing. Yeah. So I am telling you what, it is this book, Stepping Into the Good Life. It, you know, gets you right away. It grabs you right in. Tell our listeners, in your own words, what's the synopsis for this book?
Okay, well, this book is about a woman named Sheila Rushmore. Let me backtrack a little bit. In my previous book, The Last Woman Standing, there was a man named Ace Bowers. So my book, The Last Woman Standing, was about a man, a woman, his girlfriend, and his ex-wife. Well, Sheila happened to be the girlfriend. And she was so ready to have this MRS title and be Mrs. Ace Bowers, but she never expected that Ace would end up hooking back up with his ex-wife. You know, you think, y'all been through it one time. You know, if it didn't work the first time, it's not going to work the second time. Well,
right, it's over,
you know,
and done.
That's not what Ace ultimately ends up deciding. So after 2 years of being in a relationship with him, he ends the relationship and goes back to his ex-wife. And so Sheila is emotionally devastated, and still a year later, where this book opens up, she's trying to get closure. So her girlfriend, who's like the little devil in the red dress sitting on her shoulder, has decided to convince her, you know, you need to go to this recommitment ceremony. You know, go to this little wedding and sneak in the back, you know, sit on the back pew just to get your closure, just see that he really is actually moving on. So Sheila does it, and she goes to that commitment ceremony hoping to put closure on some things, to close some doors, and what she doesn't realize is that her heart is going to be open to another relationship, and that's a relationship with God.
Yes, and you know what, the little friend, her little friend, she got some issues of her own self.
She definitely has some issues. Little Cassandra has a lot of things going on, quite a few things going on.
Yes, and there's so many. I love that there, you know, you've got Sheila, and then you've got Cassandra, and then Cassandra's boyfriend, and then you've got Ace, and now Ace is with his wife, and then you've got Clive, and then you've got Edie.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
You got so. And I'm not going to tell too much. I'm on chapter 19, and on purpose, I don't read the full book before I interview so that I won't slip up and say something.
Okay,
I'm telling you what, I got a good chunk of what's going on. And what's interesting about Sheila, or the way that you put this story together, she is almost like at rock bottom. You know, she's had a lot of things emotionally, naturally, that have happened to her. What do you say to women who may feel like they're in that place, like, you know, a relationship that, you know, that didn't work out, they thought it was going to work out, and it just didn't, and job situations and all that? What do you say to women who feel like they're at rock bottom?
Right. And you know that old saying they have, Charvette, you know, if you're knocked, you know, kind of like rock bottom, the good thing is the only way you have to go is up. So
right.
I tell people that if you're on your back, you are looking up. And if you can just keep your eyes up, and most of all, if you keep your eyes on God, things will begin to work out. I mean, I think every woman can relate to being in a relationship where it didn't work out. And you are initially devastated. You're like, I cannot believe this has happened to me. This is the person I thought I was going to be with, especially if you've been betrayed. But then years later, I know for myself, when I was in a relationship that didn't work out, and you know, you just think that's the end. And then years later, you look at that person, or you see that person and think about that person, and you say, thank God I'm not with them.
Oh, so what was
really
I thinking, Lord have
okay,
mercy.
What was I thinking? So I'm so glad that God sees so far in the future that he knows what's best for me. And even if we don't, you know, what happens is sometimes if you know, we know we're not supposed to be with somebody, and God has, you know, put that in our heart, and we still try to hold on, he takes them away from us. Like, okay, if you don't want to listen, I'm going to help you listen. So we should be happy for those things, you know, as hard as it seems, you know, at the beginning. And also, you know, if you've lost your job and things like that, I was really depressed to go into my destiny because of being laid off from a job. You know, I was able to really listen to God because, I mean, you can back then I was really into Judge Mathis, and I'm thinking, how many Judge Mathis reruns can I watch? You're going to have to go before God and say, you know, what is this? What is the real deal? So all things work together. You know, some things are just blessings in disguise. And sooner or later, after a while, we'll see that.
All right. Well said. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And we're excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace, those that are hanging out in the chat room, we say hello. And those that are hanging out on the phone lines, we say hello to you as well. We are talking to author Tia McCullers, and she's the author of Stepping Into the Good Life. Tia, how did you pick that title?
Well, my book actually, I mean, it was twofold, I think. For one thing, my last book was called The Last Woman Standing. So I was kind of trying to keep with the whole, you know, walking, standing. And so that was, you know, just a, it was a sequel. So that was kind of like a marketing thing, you know, to go from standing and then you stepping. And then also, yeah, for one thing, another thing, Sheila has this big thing with shoes. She's just like a shoe fanatic. So, you know, she's always trying to step out in style. And to me, she needed to step up more in her faith than she needed to step out in style. So that became the title, Stepping Into the Good Life.
Great. And I tell you, every woman that likes shoes, you will love the book cover for Stepping Into the Good Life, and also certainly the book cover for The Last Woman Standing. Now, did you write Stepping Into the Good Life at a place where you feel like someone who didn't read the first one could go ahead and jump in? Or do you really, of course, we want them to get the first book. So listeners, of course, we want you to get the first book. But did you read it? Did you write it in a way where you think that somebody could come right in on the second book?
Yeah, yes, you wouldn't have to read The Last Woman Standing to really get into Stepping Into the Good Life, because Stepping Into the Good Life is Sheila's story. It's written in first person, which is my first time writing a book in first person point of view. So it's really kind of like, you know, through her eyes. And I did, even though it's a sequel, I wrote it as a standalone book. And I was actually pleased because there was a reviewer who wrote a review recently who said, you know, she thought maybe she would be lost because she hadn't read the previous book, but she said she was fine. She was able to get right into it, and the book was able to stand on its own. So that was a good thing to hear.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you again, listeners, I am reading the book now. I'm on chapter 19, and it moves around, and there's so many things going, you know, on, but you're still on track, so it doesn't drag at all. It is excellent. It is excellent. Tia, tell our listeners, when is the official release, and how can people purchase it or pre-order or all that good stuff?
Okay, the official release is on February 1st, just a few days away. During
Woo-hoo!
The countdown now. Yeah, that's the official release. Yes, but you do not have to wait until February 1st to order the book. You can always go to, you know, whatever your favorite online bookseller is, whether it's Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you purchase your books online, you can pre-order it now, and you'll have it. Sometimes you'll have it before February 1st. So you never know.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Great. So. And we have a big shout-out for you from the chat room. Yolanda Gore says it's a great book. Hello, Tia.
Hi, Yolanda. She's a great supporter. Yolanda is the greatest supporter of books, so I'm not surprised that she's online.
Great. And your main website again?
Is TiaMcCullers.com. That's T-I-A McCullers, M-C-C. OLLORS.com. And if that is hard to remember, you can go to Tia Writes, WRITES. Tia Writes, like I write books, TiaWrites.com. Yeah, it'll take you to the same website.
Great. And also Facebook and Twitter.
Right, I can be found on Twitter and Facebook, Tia McCullers. I'm trying to keep up on the whole technology thing. You know, I was kind of slow to get started, but I got my feet wet. I'm like, oh, I'm right there. So I'm really in there now. Doing better.
I think you're doing a great job, because I love that I'm on your fan page as well as your personal page, and you've been having kind of like a countdown, and you've been putting like little clips. I mean, I'm like, oh, I remember I read that part, and you know, all of that. So that was really cool to keep the readers engaged. And so do you feel like with Stepping Into the Good Life, that are there any key themes that you want readers to really walk away with?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that if you want to have the good life, wherever you are in whatever season in your life, then you really have to stay connected with God. And everyone's definition of the good life is different. I have found that my definition of the good life when, you know, I was in college is so much different from my definition of the good life You know, as a single Christian woman, you know,
yeah.
post-college and career, and then it changed again once I got married. Then it changed again, you know, once I had children. I mean, I think it's just like it's perpetually changing. And that's because, you know, wherever you're at, you're living in the moment, you realize, okay, this is the good life. I was writing a post today, and I was talking about how we were snowed in a few weeks ago, and on that first day, you know, I was like, oh, this, I like this. You know, it's been the first day. This is the good life. I'm here with the kids. We're playing games on the floor. Now, by day three, I can't say that was a good life. I was ready to go. But that first,
stir crazy,
you know, first
cabin
day,
fever.
I was living in the moment. You know, on the third day, I'm like, you know, the good life is getting me out of this house. You know, I drove to the grocery store really slow. I was walking slow. I'm like, oh, this is the good life here. And, you know, a couple of weeks from now when I have my book release party, that's going to be my good life. So, you know, allow your definition to change and allow just God to shape those things, you know, that are in your heart. So that would be my advice.
Great, great, great. And big shout out to Davina in the chat room. And she said, will it be available on Kindle?
It should be. I can't promise that. Let me think. I'll have to, Davina, if you're on Facebook, I'm going to find you and make sure I send you that message.
And she'll
find you.
Because
I know, a couple of my books are. So hopefully, you know, the publisher's doing that. So. That's the wave of the future now.
Yes, yes, yes. Great, great, great. Oh, my goodness. So one more time, give us your main web address.
My main web address is www.tiamccullers.com, or you can go to tiawrites.com and find me.
Great. Well, we are just excited that we had the opportunity to talk to you on your official blog tour, that you stopped by the virtual studio, and I'm going to keep on reading and finish up. I'm excited and just, again, glad to have an opportunity to spotlight you in this particular work that you're doing. And I know there is much more to come, so we'll stay in contact with you when you have your next book release or whatever else you're doing.
Definitely. Tell everyone in the chat room I said hi. I can see the names, but I'm not logged in, so I can't post. I was trying to log in, but I can't do that and write it and talk to you at the same time, I bet. So I read it, and I'm like, hi, everyone. So put the little wave signal there and let everyone know. I said, thank you for joining.
Great. Thank you so much, and much success to you.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Listeners, I'm telling you what, you want to keep it locked right here. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we will be back to our second segment. And I see my guest is hanging out in the virtual green room right now. We are going to be talking to Bishop Michael Blue, all the way from Marion, South Carolina. I know my Carolina folks hanging out with me today, and we're going to talk to him about his CD release, his ministry, and all that good stuff. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Have you ever felt like everything seemed to go wrong in life? Have you seen the bottom drop out of your plans and your dreams? The Struggles of Life by Felicia J. Henderson is an intriguing and impactful real-life story of one woman's journey from hardship to redemption. In The Struggles of Life, Felicia J. Henderson dramatically but authentically pulls back the covers of her life to allow the readers to witness the resilience of the human spirit and God's saving grace. In The Struggles of Life, Felicia J. Henderson reminds you that even though things are collapsing all around you, faith will pull you through. Purchase your copy of The Struggles of Life at www.FeliciaJHendersonBooks.com.
Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Whether it's a natural disaster or one single child suffering from illness, the American Red Cross stands ready to supply blood when it's most needed. But blood is a perishable product. Therefore, it must continuously be replenished. You can safely donate blood every 56 days. The need is constant and patients are waiting. Call your American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule your life-saving appointment. Please give blood today. Patients are depending on you.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Are you ready to promote your vision and reach your target audience? Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Click on IB Race for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, listeners. So glad to have you joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And we're going into our second segment featuring Bishop Michael Blue. And I'm bringing him to the mic right now. All right, Bishop Michael Blue, welcome to the show.
Thank you. God bless you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, we are delighted to have you. So excited to feature you today. And I got to tell you, I heard you about 2 years ago. You came to Richmond, Virginia for the International Christian Ministries Holy Convocation.
Yes,
under Chief under Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. That's my organization. Big shout out.
Okay.
And so I was there and I remembered you, and then I saw your information come across Facebook, and I said, with Avetra Jones, big shout out to him. And I said, oh, I got to have Bishop on the show. So excited to have you.
It's an honor to be with you. excuse me, just an opportunity to be a part of what the Lord is saying and doing. And I certainly commend you for your innovative use of technology for kingdom advancement.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. So I want to jump right on in. Certainly, we're going to talk about the CD, The Rewarder, which features the voices of Hope Sanctuary Choir, and we're going to let listeners hear Breakthrough. But I want to get a little bit of background on you and let our listeners know a little bit more about you. How did ministry start for you?
Actually, ever since I was a little boy, I knew that the hand of God was upon me, and a number of different things happened that I know we don't have time for. But, excuse me, I was actually reared by my great aunt and her husband, and so I came up under a God-fearing mother, a mama, as we called her, and but very early, I just became aware of the hand of God, and I always had a desire for him. I was still a child and definitely imperfect, but had a desire for God. And so I became, I guess, what many of us refer to now as church boy. And I became a church musician, usher, and almost anything else you could do in church. And but over time, I became sure of the call of God upon my life. And I actually preached my first official message back in 1980. And at age 16, and since that time I've been preaching with pastor. This is the 19th year from the time that we founded a ministry here in Marion, South Carolina, and the Lord has been very faithful. Our thrust is the message of the kingdom of God, and just helping people to understand that the eternality of God does not begin when we all get to heaven, but we definitely making preparation for that day. But it begins the moment we receive Jesus Christ as Lord. He begins to reign in and then through us. And that's an exciting reality that unfortunately many times religion kind of takes away from us.
Yes, and certainly shout out to your church, the Door of Hope Christian Center in Marion, South Carolina. Big shout out there. And so would you mentioned the music part. So the music, you being a musician, as far as a church musician, how do you balance out the preaching ministry and the singing ministry? Do they really work together well for you?
They do work together well. I was in the AME church when I was very young. That's where the AME and Baptist church is where I started playing in church, playing the piano, that is. And then when I went into became a part of the Holy Church, Apostolic Church, I started playing the organ. So I was my pastor's musician for years and years and years, and yet I also was his reader. And so I helped him preach through the written word, and I helped him preach with the organ.
Preparation. You were
preparation,
prepared.
Exactly. And so when we started the church, there was no musician besides me. So when I stood up, the music stopped, and that was excellent because it trained me that much the more not to rely upon an organist or something of that nature, but to rely upon the word of God and the anointing of God. So we can do with or without. But as far as the musical side, as far as the singing and all of that, it began just as my personal expression of love and gratitude to God. And so as the Lord has added to us and brought different brethren and sisters around us who do other things musically, I still keep a hand in it and on it because it is so near and dear to my heart before God. And so I don't think David, not by any means comparing myself with David, but I don't think David stopped playing his harp after he became king. I think every now and then he still had to go back. And I think he was a worshiper who happened to be king, not a king who happened to worship.
Wow. Awesome. And certainly I want to give a shout out to your minister of music. Who is your minister of music?
Brother Antonio, well, Elder. I'm not being disrespectful. Elder Antonio Black of the Door of Hope Church here. Beautiful young man, great writer, great producer, and he's been a major asset to our church.
All right, great. All right, so let's talk about the project, The Rewarder. And I love that the website says this project is a prayer tool, a resource designed to assist those who will pray by helping the prayer to enter the place of prayer. So tell us how you put the project together.
We were actually in our morning, our Sunday morning prayer service, and the Lord moved upon my heart. Actually, that was the second time, but he moved upon my heart to create a project by means of which we could help people to enter into prayer in their private time. Often, you know, we can kneel down to pray, but bringing our minds in. Jesus said, when you pray, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray. And many times we never get the door shut, and that is the door of our minds and our attention. But there's something about music. Music has a transcendent effect on the soul and spirit. That if we can, and not only does music, but sound in general, faith comes by hearing. So what we did is that we recorded a prayer service over a Saturday night and Sunday morning. And in that prayer service, we also sang unto the Lord. And so I say concerning this particular project, it is a prayer service with songs inserted. It's not a song CD with prayer inserted.
Wow, I don't think I have heard that done. So this is awesome. So what did you discover once you all put it together? Did you kind of look back and say, oh, my God, we've got a gold mine here?
Well, it grew. You know, I was so moved when I was prompted to do it that I started to just tell the brethren in the sound room, just record what we, because we attempt to go that same way every time we enter into prayer. But we actually went, you know, we took back and actually scheduled a time and prepared and all of those things. And so, yes, when it came out, it was certainly beyond what we had originally conceived of. But we've gotten testimonies of people who, for their sick relatives and different kinds of things, they have the word, the prayer going on and on and on. As a matter of fact, it's a three CD set. The first two sets are two CDs, prayer and music, such as the song that you mentioned. But the third CD is the word of God being read, scripture pertaining to prayer concerning God's faithfulness to answer prayer. And so it is a three CD set, and we've gotten various testimonies of people about how their lives have been so enhanced and how the anointing of God has come to where they were as they listened and got caught up in the prayer tool.
All right. So, listeners, you definitely want to check this out, The Rewarder. Go to the main website, www.drhope.org. www.dohcc.com. Again, that's www.dohcc.com. It's also available on digstation.com. So those that purchase online, often you know about digstation.com. I got mine downloaded there. All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And this is not the first project you have recorded before as well.
That is correct. Elder Stephen Ford produced for us a project entitled God Shall Supply. That we recorded just a few years ago, and it was very well received as well. The choir also shared, and it was a blessing, and still is.
All right. Great, and that is available on Amazon. I did see that
yes.
on Amazon. All right. Now, I would love for you to share, you know, we have a lot of different people that listen to the show. We're broadcasting from Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world, wide web. And a lot of ministers and aspiring ministers and musicians and aspiring musicians, what do you say, what advice would you give to, let's start with ministers and preachers and pastors, those that are aspiring in that direction, what advice would you give as a bishop to them to help them grow in their walk with Christ?
To grow in one's walk with the Lord Jesus, there should be the priority of the Word of God. Joshua wrote, God spoke to him in 1 and 8 of Joshua, said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, etc. It says, for if you do this, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. And so the priority of the word, he's exalted his word above all his name. Secondly, a relationship with the Holy Ghost. And one of the primary ways to cultivate a relationship with the Spirit of God is through prayer. Every believer and certainly every minister needs to have a prayer life. And I will tell you that those two areas I just mentioned, the word and prayer, are the areas where the enemy will fight us the most.
Yeah.
Someone has said if the devil can't make you sin, he'll just make you busy. And sometimes being busy, we can neglect the reading of the word and meditating in the word. We can neglect our prayer lives. And that's where the power is. That's where our victory is. Praise the Lord. And so I just encourage men and women of God, if they don't do anything else, if you will prioritize the word, not prioritize the word trying to find something to preach, but living from that word and then ministering out of the overflow and then praying, not praying to be anointed to preach, but praying to be anointed to live. And out of that, God will do the rest.
Pray to be anointed to live. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, you are getting some good, solid advice here. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Excited to have you joining us here. We are talking to Bishop Michael Blue from Marion, South Carolina, and we are just talking about the newest CD release, The Rewarder. Go to www.dohcc.com, or you can check out digstation.com. And purchase the CD there and keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So glad to have all those that are in the chat room, those that are hanging out on the phone lines. We see you, and we're glad to have you here. All right, and so, Bishop, let's talk about the musicians. So there are a lot of artists and aspiring musicians and people that want to go a lot of places in the music world. How important is it for them to have a connection with the local church, you know, and not just gigging all the time?
The Bible teaches us that the musicians of the Old Covenant were of the tribe of Levi. And God said, I've given Levi to Aaron and to his sons as a gift. And so the Levite is to be married to the priest. That is, that musical complementary and supplementary gift is to be married to the set gift of the house, married in the sense of covenantally joined to a local church and the authority in that local church, so that there will be grounding and so that there will be balance. The prophetic has to be married to the pastoral, and the musical gift is a prophetic kind of gift. It is very spontaneous. It is very creative. It's very radical. And that spontaneity and that eccentricity has to be married to a tempered, balanced gift so that it won't burn itself out or so that it won't come prematurely into some things.
Wow.
And many times musicians miss it because there is not the marriage of the gift. The word Jezebel has nothing to do with red lipstick and high heels and all that kind of thing. The word Jezebel literally means unmarried. And when you find people who want to operate in a gift but they don't want to be married, that is committed or covenantally joined, then they live out the full meaning of the name Jezebel, which means uncommitted and unsubmitted. And that's what we find. We find people that have these wonderful gifts,
yeah,
but they don't want to commit and they don't want to submit, and therefore they begin to operate in a witchcraft spirit, and the end of Jezebel is tragedy. And we look and see so many musicians who have powerful gifts, but they end up with tragic endings, either publicly or privately, because they never married.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. OMG. Listeners, you are getting some good, solid advice here. And I got to tell you, Mr. Evetra Jones is in the chat room, and he's saying, teach, Bishop, teach. Big shout out there. Big shout out. Oh, and it's so true. It's so true. It's just people are looking for just the next gig, but like you said, not that marriage and that commitment.
Even though God needed to use a virgin to bring forth his son, he found a virgin who was married. Betrothal was marriage, legally. The only thing that was left was consummation. God will not use that individual to give birth to his next level of anointing if they're not already committed.
Wow. All right. There you go. There you go. Bishop, do you have any shout-outs for your church, any upcoming events you want to mention? I know our time is winding up, and I want to make sure, listeners, we're going to play Breakthrough in just like a few seconds, but I want to give you opportunity to shout-out anybody or any events you may have coming up.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I certainly honor my wife, Pastor Melinda, and my children, Michaela and Michael II, better known as BJ. To the entire Door of Hope Christian Church, we begin tonight our Kingdom of God seminar. I'll be teaching tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday concerning the Kingdom of God and some things very similar to what I've shared tonight. And we have Dr. Miles Monroe coming to us in February on the 18th and 19th church anniversary for us. He'll be with us on February 18th and 19th. So we've got some exciting things coming, and we'd love to share more later, but this is a wonderful opportunity. I just want to thank you for how gracious a hostess you are and how excellent you do what it is that you're doing.
Thank you so much. And I almost forgot, Lady Wasiola Evans from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
Sends her love when I sent out the e-blast last night. She emailed me right away. She said, oh, my goodness, he's a dynamic man of God. So I definitely wanted to give that shout out to Lady Wasiola Evans. Great. Well, Bishop, we're going to let you go so you can get prepared and keep on moving on with church. And we're going to let our listeners hear Breakthrough. Thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
My honor. God bless.
Thank you. All right, listeners, here we go.
I am a breakthrough.
God's already done it,
but he's done it.
yourself, somebody new. He broke through all me. He broke through all me. He broke through all me. He will break through. He will break through. Oh, 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 oh. I want you to shake three hands and tell them I know the power of a breakthrough. I know the power of a breakthrough. If no man wouldn't be here today, and all the reason why I'm here today is because he broke through. You broke through, Lord. You broke through, Lord.
All right, listener, break through from Bishop Michael Blue and the Voices of Hope Sanctuary Choir. And if you don't feel like you have a breakthrough, I don't know what you've been just doing the last few minutes, because that song, I'm telling you, every time I hear it, I'm like, yes, I'm expecting a breakthrough. It raises your expectancy. And so I'm excited again that we were able to feature Bishop Michael Blue. Check him out. All right, we're moving into our third segment. I have in the virtual studio with me right now a dynamic gentleman, Thomas Ashburn Jr. He's the author of God's Greater Glory, Why We Experience Hardship. He is also vice president of Excellent Word LLC. And I got to tell you, the Excellent Word TV will be producing a new online Christian show. And I'm bringing Mr. Ashburn to the virtual mic right now. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sylvester. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for checking us out.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, great. So let us jump right on in. You are an author. You've got an online Christian show that you're working on. You've got a whole lot of other things that you're doing with Excellent Word, LLC. You are a PK. You're doing some outreach things. So, like, where do we start, right? What do we want to talk about first?
Right, wherever you want to start.
Let's talk about your book. Let's talk about Greater Glory, Why We Experience Hardship. What are the common themes in that book?
Well, I think the book is timely for 2011, especially with the economy down and unemployment up, and there are a lot of bad things happening to good people. Good, hardworking, God-fearing people. That's hard to understand. It's hard to understand people, you know, losing their jobs, losing homes, and we wonder why. And why would that happen to such, you know, a good person? And I found that oftentimes it's for God to get the glory out of your life, and it's for Him to get the honor and the credit for your success, as well as the credit for, you know, for bringing you out.
Right. And you know what? I think that's so key, because a lot of times people think, well, if I'm in God and I'm in Christ and I'm anointed, I shouldn't have any issues, and I shouldn't, you know, I should be just floating along and skating along in life. And that's not the case.
Right. That you make an interesting point, because, you know, these are people that many, you know, as far as the Christian community, who are, you know, living right, and they go to church every Sunday, and they're paying their tithes, and they're doing everything that they believe that they're supposed to do, and they expect, you know, things to be going a lot better in many cases. But it's, a lot of it is not, you know, for their bad. It's actually just for God to show His power through them and in their lives. And that's what I try to, the point I try to get across in the book, was to kind of encourage people as they do go through their hard times or their hardships, whatever they might be, that a lot of times it's the purpose in your pain, and God is, He's going to bring you out, and when you come out, you'll have a testimony, and you'll be able to tell someone else that they can make it too.
All right, I like that. Purpose in your pain, purpose for your pain. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and so you are writing, you're working on some other things as well, right? Are you working on a new book release?
Yes, I am working on a new book. It's going to be a lot different than this one. In God's Greater Glory, I kind of focused on a lot of biblical characters, and I focused on Moses, David, Job, Daniel, to name a few. In the next one, I'll be talking more so about my own personal life a little bit more. It's going to be a lot more personal. So I'm working on that right now, and hopefully before the year is over, that'll be out and available.
Okay. Okay, cool. And if someone's listening and they're like, you know what, I need to get a copy of Greater Glory, how could they purchase that?
They can get it right now at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, or just go to your local Christian bookstore and ask for it.
All right, there you go. And you're asking for Greater Glory, Why We Experience Hardship by Mr. Thomas Ashburn, Jr. All right, and I did mention that you're a PK, preacher's kid, and, you know, a lot of times people have certain, you know, connotations or what are preconceived notions. How was it growing up as a preacher's kid? Did you have the typical, as they say, lifestyle, or, you know, was it just an average lifestyle for you?
Well, most people think that, you know, when you say you're a PK, they automatically think that you were the opposite of, you know, Christian or church, and
uh-huh.
kind of, you know, went wild to kind of prove a point to everybody that you're not, you
uh-huh.
know, a good person. And I went through that to a degree, but I never really embraced that. I don't think I was a person that was really trying to be out there or, you know, trying to get away from being a PK. I was pretty much an ordinary kid growing up, and you know, made my mistakes here and there, and
mm-hmm.
it was difficult to a degree because you are a little bit under a microscope, probably more so than the average child or teenager. So it definitely had its challenges, but I wouldn't consider myself one of the worst or one of the, you know, what people may think. That I was just like buck wild. Not at all. I was not like that at all. But it did have its challenges. You know, trying to, you know, kind of being looked at and being under a microscope. But
mm-hmm.
it had its challenges, but not as bad as people might think.
Cool. And I'm sure as you're writing this newest book that you're going to share more and be a little bit more transparent, I'm sure you'll be able to share some of, you know, the things through your life that will help other people to just go through the
right.
different things they have to deal with. All right, so let's talk about Excellent Word LLC, the Excellent Word TV. What is that all about?
Well, Excellent Word is started by the president, James Wilkins, and he and I met some time ago, and I started off just kind of writing a blog, which I still do, for his website, and our relationship kind of grew when I became, you know, full-time working with Excellent Word as vice president. And
all right.
What we do is we want to work in two different areas. We have Excellent Word Ministries, which you can learn more about at excellentwordministries.com, that's basically going to focus on community service. We'll be doing things like lots of volunteer work. We are
okay.
actually already lined up to do some volunteer work with our local food bank here in Virginia, which we'll be doing next month. So we'll be doing a lot of community service through Excellent Word Ministries. Then we have the Excellent Word TV, which is TEWTV.net, which is a website that we're going to launch in the near future. And that's going to have shows and original programming, with our flagship show being The Living Word. And we'll be doing interviews with authors, Christian musicians, artists, pastors, and anybody who's really impacting the Christian community in a good way. So that's what Excellent Word is about. So definitely, you know, stay tuned, and we're going to be doing a lot in 2011 with Excellent Word.
Great. And you know what? I think it is so important that we give back. You know, I think it is so important that we are blessed to be a blessing. So I am totally, certainly with you on that community, you know, community involvement. And how important is that? You know, why should people be involved with their community?
Actually, I really just started to get really active probably a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching President Obama, actually, and he was giving a speech, and it was around Martin Luther King holiday, and he was kind of urging everyone to do community service. And so then I had an opportunity to do some volunteer work here in my local community, and I thought I would give it a try and, you know, hopefully try to help some people out. But what I found was that I got, you know, even just as much out of it as I did, you know, the people I was helping. You know,
yes.
And community service, I believe, is something that, you know, that God calls us all to do, specifically in the Christian community. It's easy to kind of sit around and kind of complain and say, wow, why is this not happening? Or we need
mm-hmm.
so much work needs to be done to make our communities better. But the best thing to do is just look around and see what you can do to go out and do some community service, and you'll help people, and you'll also get a lot out of it for yourself, just the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping others and you're making a difference.
Great. Well said, well said. And you're right down the road. You're in Chesapeake, Virginia. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And so certainly want to give you opportunity. Any shout-outs you want to give?
Well, first and foremost, my wife, Rachel, who I know she's listening, my pastor and father, Thomas Ashburn Sr., and my mother, my sisters, my nieces, nephew, my family and friends, and everybody who has supported me and bought books and who support Excellent Word, just want to say thank you and God bless.
All right. And so, you know, some of you going to get off air and somebody going to say, you didn't shout out Pookie and them.
I know.
And I like how you said family and friends.
Right.
So that includes all of y'all. I like that. And, you know, I love that about your writing. And, you know, you've done one book and you're working on another book. And there's so many people, especially like 2011, it's, you know, we're in January, it's the beginning of the year. And there are people that are like, you know, I want to write a book. And I've been saying, you know, I'm going to do it for years. And, you know, they're really feeling the urgency now. Like, but they're like, you know, I don't even know the first step to take. What do you say to someone who feels the urgency to write a book? You know, what are the first steps they should just take to get started?
That's a very good question. I meet people all the time that say, you know, oh, you wrote a book. I want to write a book. I have a story. And a lot of them have these amazing stories that really need to be told. But the challenge of writing a book is really just finding the time. You know, people have their jobs and their family and their children. And it's easy to get busy. My advice would be to just write every day. And when I say that, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, pages and pages and spend hours at your computer, but even if you just write a paragraph a day or anything like that, you'll find yourself little by little getting towards your goal. And also write an outline. Just think about all the points and thoughts you want to bring across in your book and write that out first, and that'll kind of give you a guide to kind of go back and look and kind of keep you on course. And just write every day. Just, you know, I have a notebook sometimes with me at work, you know, that I carry around. So anytime a thought hits me, I can write. So just write every day. And then go online and kind of study the industry and find out the best way to get your book published. And just do it, you know, because there's so many stories out there that really need to be told.
All right, so aspiring authors, aspiring poets, you heard it here from Mr. Thomas Ashburn. Write every day, carry a book around with you, do an outline, research the market and all of that. And those are things that people can, you know, that's within reach. They can do that.
Right.
Great. All right. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate Thomas Ashburn Jr.
Many things do. Number one thing is probably to help people. When I write a book, or even if I'm just writing a blog, I have people in mind. I have people that are hurting, people that are confused, or people that just need a little bit of encouragement to know that everything is going to be okay, or know that God still has them. So when I have my times when, you know, I have that writer's block or whatever the case may be, I think about, you know, those people out there who just need a few words to get them through the day, and that always motivates me, and it always brings me back to writing, gets me back on the computer, and just gets me to write, because I always have other people in mind. I just want to help and just always have a word of encouragement for people.
All right. I think that's a good thing to live by, just to live by encouraging other people and putting the focus on others and not always thinking about ourselves, right?
Right.
All right. So how could listeners keep up with you if they want to just kind of know what's going on with you when the next book is out, getting a new book? How can they find you online?
Would definitely find me on Facebook. Just search Thomas Ashburn Jr. I'm also on Twitter, twitter.com/ThomasTheAuthor. You can follow me on there. And also check excellentwordministries.com. We'll always update it and let you know when we have something going on and the next volunteer work we'll be doing, or when we start doing our upcoming shows. That'll be up there as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're just going to keep our eye on you.
Thank you so much for having me, and keep doing what you're doing and keep doing these great interviews. You're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you so much. I will. I will keep it going. All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, today's show off the chain. We started the top of the hour out with Stepping Into the Good Life blog tour with Tia McCullers. Outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. Then we rolled into an artist spotlight and a ministry spotlight with Bishop Michael Blue. And I'm telling you what, you heard Breakthrough, and you gotta, you know what, you have got to get a copy of that project, The Rewarder. Check them out on digstation.com. Go to the main website, www.dohcc.com, and you can find out all the information there. And then we wrapped up the show with author, and he does a lot of things. He's written daily newspapers for religion and race and entertainment, and he's the vice president of Excellent Word LLC, Mr. Thomas Ashburn Jr. So, you know, we keep it going here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We always have dynamic, outstanding guests, and we want to remind you, today's sponsor of the show, Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry. I've got the new spring and summer catalog in my hand right now. Vivica Fox is gracing the cover, and our jewelry stylist is Twyla Jones. You have the opportunity, you one listener has the opportunity to win one pair of dynamic earrings that I picked out myself. They're the Rockstar Rhinestone Earrings. Go to Charvette.com. Go to Charvette.com. You will see the Tracy Lynn Jewelry Catalog cover on my page. Click on it, and you can enter to win. The contest is open for the next 24 hours. The contest is open until 6 p.m. on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will randomly pick one of our listeners to win those dynamic rock star rhinestone earrings. Again, compliments of Tracy Lynn Jewelry. Twyla Jones, she is our fashion jewelry stylist, and she's featured on the homepage, Charvette.com. Again, you can find out all the information there. We have enjoyed having you today, and I'm telling you what, you want to keep up with me, follow me, Charvette.com. Check out all my information there. Go to Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Go to twitter.com/Charvette. And you can keep up with me until next Tuesday. Be blessed. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.